evaporation. We continue navigating upstream with Bernardino. This time, what we find is not a dragon in ruins, but a working dragon in Villaconto. It's loud. Every day the machines work. Unless the river is dry and there is little water. Because without water in the river, the dragon cannot work. If it rains a lot, however, the waters overflow and generate chaos as well. At that moment, I remember a gold ring in a shop in Quibdó with H2O inscribed inside. Why is there always this intimacy between water and gold? We sing lullabies in the nights to bring back the myths. In our own rhythm, we come and go. We evaporate at noon, confusing all with H2O. We are the waters of dreams flowing all over the place. You can find us in your finger rings. Without us, nothing. You can't see us. Listen carefully. The traces. The ancestors whisper. The rivers are the true gold of Chocó.
On my last visit to Quibdó, in preparation for Bamba, Jimena, Kelly, Velia, Aleja, and Paula's trip to Germany and Switzerland, on that visit we were walking around the Malecón across the main square, Bamba and me. The square was full of people, and Carmenza, Bamba, asked me how I felt in the middle of this city. And I answered quickly that I was fine, that I didn't feel strange or foreign. I have a feeling that I answered something like that. It rained hard those days. On one of those, from the balcony of the school where Motete is located, I record with my phone a while of this rain that slightly let me see a champa sailing on the Atrato. I felt a deep nostalgia, a feeling of a farewell. It was a feeling. I don't think I was saying goodbye to Chocó. I decided not to go to Europe with them, and over the next weeks, I watched from social media the comrades' trip, trying to find some kind of complicity, dialogue, or bond in those images. The following weeks, black and white photos appeared on the social media, this time not by Jesús Abad Colorado, the great witness, but by Achito, Paula, and El Mursi, all of them audiovisual producers from Quibdó. In the photos, the Black Boys, Explosion Dance, and the Jóvenes Creadores del Chocó held the Gallery of Muted Dreams, an open-air exhibition where the dancers, mainly dancers of Exótico, held 200 photographs portraying the faces of more than 555 children, adolescents, and young people killed as a result of a criminality that has been taking place in the municipality of Quibdó since 2016 until the end of the 21. Going through these black and white photos made me remember the last time walking through the colorful and wet streets of Quibdó, with the majestic Atrato flowing. That afternoon that lightly felt so familiar, walking in the rain and at the same time letting all that painful water pass by. With the distance I have taken with the regard to make trips or returning to Chocó in the short term, the cartography is mutating, and today, those remote sensations of those already known streets taking on a different meaning, a different sense, and a necessary urgency of bone that we have to continue to sustain. Seeing the images in the social network and this urgent call, now not as an official white cube gallery of memory, these images of Achito, Paula, El Mursi, and other artists from Chocó demand to be heard without guilt, without innocence, but with the profound responsibility that this gallery that walks, that dances, that sings, and cries in front of the river, in front of the Atrato, many are holding it.
We stop in the middle of the river. What if it had not rained all night?
Ricardo, mi suegro, los pies entre piedras y agua, quitando piedras grandes, haciendo que todo fluya, me mira. Le saco una foto. Mi suegro en la mina, trabajando varias horas. Las máquinas no descansan, no se apagan, turnos, día y noche, día y noche, día y noche. Le pregunto si trabajan con mercurio. Me mira, sin entender. Una sustancia para separar el oro, le explico. Azogue, me precisa. Azogue, como le llamaban en los tiempos de la colonia. La siembra no da, la comida se compra, los ritmos se aceleran, la plata siempre falta. Mi hija nació. Mi suegro le regaló unos aretes de oro. Los años pasaron. Mi suegro ya no trabaja en la mina, está enfermo. Los tiempos de atención médica son largos, lentos. Todo desacelera. Nebbia, 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 nebbia sono. Emergo dal fiume. Sono il respiro degli alberi delle montagne. Da me si levano gli aironi nella mattina fredda e umida. Consento di vedere e copro. Lascio scorgere. Non troppo. La nitidezza a volte fa male e confonde di più. La nebbia ti permette di ascoltare in modo diverso. Ero nebbia sul Laveggio quando il sangue scorreva giù. Ero nebbia sull'Andagheda quando la gente lasciava il paese, quando partiva presto per le mine. Nebbiolina. Accompagno i viaggi. Dopo la nebbia arriva il sole. Un sole duro. Riccardo. My father-in-law. His feet in stones and water, removing large stones, making everything flow. He looks at me. I take a picture of him. My father-in-law in the mine. Working for several hours, the machines do not rest. They do not shut down. Shifts, day and night, day and night, day and night, day and night. I ask him if they work with mercury. He looks at me. Without understanding. A substance to separate the gold, I explain. Quicksilver. Azogue, he specifies. Azogue, as they called it in colonial times. Crops are not giving anymore. Food is bought. Time accelerates. Money is always lacking. My daughter was born. My father-in-law gave her gold earrings. The years passed. My father-in-law no longer works in the mine. He is sick. Medical care times are long, slow. Everything slows down.
Evaporación. Seguimos navegando río arriba con Bernardino. Esta vez, después de una curva, lo que nos encontramos no es un dragón en ruinas, sino un dragón trabajando, en Villa Conto. El ruido que produce es fuerte. Todos los días trabajan las máquinas, salvo que el río esté muy seco y haya poca agua, ya que sin agua en el río no puede trabajar el dragón. Si llueve mucho, sin embargo, las aguas se desbordan y también generan estragos. En ese momento recuerdo un anillo de oro en una compra-venta en Quibdó que tiene en su interior inscrito H2O. ¿Por qué siempre esta intimidad entre el agua y el oro? Somos los cantos en las noches, despertamos los mitos del sueño profundo, con nuestro propio ritmo vamos y venimos. Nos evaporamos al mediodía con el mercurio, somos los aguas de los sueños que tejen todos los cuerpos. Nos puedes encontrar en los anillos de tus dedos. Sin nosotros nada, no nos ves. Escucha con atención. Hay huellas, las ancestras susurran. Los ríos son el verdadero oro del Chocó. Paramos en la mitad del río. ¿Y si no hubiera llovido toda la noche?
It is my responsibility to take care of both the unborn fetuses and the newborn creatures. Until they can speak and come rejoicing in song, honey, and laughter to play with me. I live in all sweet waters. El Atrato is my home, and my home is dying. That's why I'll fight, and I will not rest. Don't complain about me later. This is nothing. I'm just beginning to warn you that I am annihilating. I am the force that floods your fields and the same that enlivens your being. I am the silenced voice of Angola, Congo, and Nigeria. I crossed the Atlantic in the wombs of each one of my daughters. I lived in oblivion, and I've almost disappeared. The dredges have made. It is my responsibility to take care of both the unborn fetuses and the newborn creatures until they can speak and come rejoicing in song, honey, and laughter to play with me. I am their nana. I live in all sweet waters. El Atrato is my home, and my home is dying. That's why I'll fight and I will not rest. Don't complain about me later. This is nothing. I'm just beginning to warn you that I am annihilating. I am the force that floods your fields and the same that enlivens your being. I am the silenced voice of Angola, the Congo, and Nigeria. I crossed the Atlantic in the wombs of each one of my daughters. I lived in oblivion, and I've almost disappeared. The dredges have constructed and deconstructed over my body.
Por eso lucharé. Estoy llena de furia y rabia. Mis caudales se abalanzarán sobre los pasos de esos hombres que vienen de tierras lejanas con pieles arrugadas y escamas insensibles. Sus dragones quedarán sin fuerza. El óxido acabará con ellos. Sus botas serán sepultadas por los mismos pantanos que crearon. Mi hermana Naná se encargará. Los que se atrevan a comer de mis protectores se espinarán con su propio mercurio. Y los más osados, los que se atrevan a rasgar las vestiduras de mis hijas y llenarme de su sangre, terminarán ahogados y sin entierro. Sus almas pagarán sin encontrar consuelo. Nadie los llorará. Y se encontrarán con la alma en pena que ellos mismos hicieron. Solo seré sensata y benévola con mis hijas, por sus cantos, sus tambores y movimientos que me curan. Me llaman, me imploran y logran cantar mi canto.